This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump again spoke out against Russia's interference in the 2016 U.S. election. He appeared in a CBS interview insisting he has directed his talks Monday with President Vladimir Putin.
I'm very strong on the fact that we can't have meddling, we can't have any of that. Now, look, President Obama supposedly made a strong statement. Nobody heard it. But I let him know we can't have this. We're not going to have it. And that's the way it's going to be.
Mr. Trump said Moscow continues to be a threat to the American election system. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has long suspected Russian interference.
The secretary also has full confidence in U.S. intelligence agencies. That is the very same thing that the president said. They both stand by their confidence in U.S. intelligence agencies. Our policy and our overall positions have not changed, and we will continue to hold Russia responsible for its malign activities.
Mr. Trump has been under criticism for not publicly condemning Moscow's interference. Wednesday, he defended his get-tough approach toward Moscow.
And I think President Putin knows that better than anybody, certainly a lot better than the media. He understands it, and he's not happy about it. And he shouldn't be happy about it, because there's never been a president as tough on Russia as I have been.
The president said he told Mr. Putin such interference is not tolerated. The Russian leader said the Russian state was not involved. The late South African President Nelson Mandela's centenary was observed Wednesday worldwide in South Africa. 86-year-old Archbishop Desmond Tutu praised the anti-apartheid leader's fairness, love, and respect for others. Many South Africans used the occasion to contribute to charity. The Organization of American States has condemned rights abuses by Nicaraguan security forces in a crackdown on protests against President Daniel Ortega. Nearly 300 have died since protests erupted in mid-April. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Pompeo Wednesday said progress is being made toward North Korea's denuclearization since his recent trip to Pyongyang.
We made progress on some issues. There's a lot of work to do. It may take some time to get where we need to go, but all of this will be taking place against the backdrop of continued enforcement of the existing sanctions.
Pompeo said he also expects some remains of Americans killed in the Korean War to be repatriated in coming weeks. The 12 boys and their football coach described their rescue from a flooded cave in Thailand as a miracle. One of the boys, speaking through an interpreter, described the moment a British diver found them alive.
So they said hello and we said hello back, right?
Yes.
And then what happened?
So this was a miracle moment.
And he said, how many of you, right? And you heard these words.
And he said, yes. So he said, okay, 13.
And that man said to you, brilliant, right?
Brilliant.
He answered brilliant, which means amazing, brilliant. He was so happy to discover all 13 of you.
In their first meeting with reporters since being released from a hospital, they said they survived for more than 2 weeks drinking dripping water. They were rescued by a team of international cave divers. Even as Turkey ends its state of emergency imposed after a failed 2016 coup, an American Protestant minister who's lived in the country for 20 years remains in prison, charged with terrorism and espionage linked to the attempted coup. Andrew Brunson insists he's innocent. A third hearing in his case was held Wednesday, another scheduled October 12. Brunson has been incarcerated for 2 years. Cece Hyle is executive senior counsel of the American Center of Law and Justice, handling the case.
We have seen what we've expected all along, that this is a sham trial. There is no evidence. We have secret witnesses that have been discredited. Not one of the witnesses has been able to provide one shred of evidence.
President Donald Trump, in a late Wednesday tweet, urged his Turkish counterpart, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, to free Brunson. Nigerian authorities said 8 suspected Boko Haram insurgents confessed to involvement in the 2014 mass kidnapping of schoolgirls from Chibok in northeast Borno State, in a case that drew international attention. Damian Chukwu is the state's police commissioner.
Responsible for the kidnap of Chibok girls, several suicide attacks and bombings and ambush killings of innocent Nigerians, including security personnel in Borno, Yobe, Adamawa, and other states in the northeast of Nigeria.
They're part of a larger catch of 22 suspected Boko Haram members. At least 19 people died Wednesday when a boat carrying dozens of migrants sank off the northern coast of Cyprus. More than 100 were rescued. A firefighter has been killed in battling blazes in the American West, while authorities in Sweden and Latvia are also battling wildfires. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.